Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We have scheduled, we have Sergey, Dr. Sergey Shulisorin scheduled for class today. And it's a blockbuster. It's a blockbuster. So we're waiting for him to arrive. And welcome, Dr. Sergey Shulisorin. I was just mentioning to the class that we have a blockbuster today, and no exaggeration. Class, we're going to be talking about something that is very uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable. And we all are going to get a chance to do it. But I don't think there's going to be any fun for any of us. Literally, I was sitting next to Dr. Sergey several years ago. We were having dinner. Dr. Norm Shuley was there. And it was just a close group of family and friends. Close friends. And I turned to Dr. Sergey and said, "What a tough profession that you have, that you're in, that you've chosen. And it's got to be incredibly stressful." And I asked him in the emergency room, how often per unit of time is there a death? And the number that he gave me was astounding. How often people in a day's tour of an emergency room doctor, does that doctor have one of his patients die? Absolutely astounding. Class, just think about what would the number be? How often? You know, every couple of weeks, every couple of months? The answer I got was more than one a day. Is that still the number, Dr. Sergey?
Pretty much. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's the challenge and that's the struggle of being in the emergency room where emergencies are, all sorts, from injury, trauma, from strokes, heart attacks, from, infectious diseases, from various things. And it's rarely a day that I wouldn't expect for that to happen.
And that is why Dr. Sergey Shulisorin and Dr. Norm Shuley talk about detachment. That is a cross to bear. It truly is. So today, class, we're going to be talking about things like last words. What are the last words that people say as they're about to expire? What do they see in their minds? What sounds do they hear? If a person signs up to donate organs, do they feel any of it? Do they know any of the surgeries that are going on post haste? Are they aware of that? And so we won't be taking calls today unless we say that we'll be taking calls, because there's a lot of material to cover, and you're going to be hearing from two doctors, Dr. Sergey Shulisorin, over 20 years of experience as a doctor. He's an emergency room doctor, as you know. and Dr. Norm Shealy, who has over 60 years of experience as a doctor. So I don't know of any two doctors who have more experience in terms of length of experience, in terms of nonstop emergencies, all day, every day, you know, when on duty. And so here we go. What are some of the last words that people who are looking up at you say, and when you're looking down at them in the final throes of their last breaths?
Most people will follow in death, in the transition. I call the death the great transition because it comes for everybody. Literally, there is no avoiding it. There's no escaping it. And our profession, healthcare field, is literally hell-bent, so to speak, on preventing and avoiding death. And that's not the answer. That is not the answer. I just want to start with a big picture because it's going to come for me. It's going to come for everybody. It's going to come for you. It's going to come for all of us. It's going to come for all our generations down to, you know, kids, grandkids, when the time comes. Hopefully they'll be grandchildren. They'll have their grandchildren of their own. But the bottom line, the fact of the matter is it's a reality of life. Just as there's a beginning, there's an end. And everyone who has a life, who is born, is going to go through this process. So that's why it's important to realize this and think about it, because the way you live your life and the person, or I should talk about myself, the way I live my life and the way I have my mind, my brain, you know, my processing center, my habits, my thoughts, and my approach to everything, it determines everything. In general, what I see is whatever happens in life is reflected in how people go through the death process. There are many, many who are basically in a very difficult, hard situations, usually in pain, discomfort. It could be metabolic, in other words, kidney failure. It could be infectious. It could be trauma. It could be otherwise. Usually, by the time the health situation gets really bad, including the vital signs, where we're thinking that, hey, death is either imminent or it's coming, there's frequently and multiple organ shut down, and people are trying to say, hold on to the last couple of seconds, last words, last few breaths. And in the meantime, I'm just going to say as an aside, how many of those moments are we wasting right this very moment, not realizing how precious they are, and that the time is the most precious commodity? So what I see, what I experience in the emergency room as an ER doc, and this has been extremely traumatic for me from the very first death that I experienced as a medical student. I still remember, I still see the face of the person. And that was a very difficult death. The person went down very, very hard. A lot of fear, anxiety, family was basically just in conflict, various conflicts, financial, emotional. So the energy was just boiling in the room. It was the wrong kind of boiling. The person passed away in a very difficult way. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, in the transition, so to speak, with my near death and out of body experiences, and we can talk about those as well, if we have time, that there is more to us than a physical body. We are spirit soul, we have a mind control center, and then there's the physical body, and then there's a transition. So I know that for myself. But when a person is going through this in a place of fear, and especially with a family being in fear and all sorts of negative emotions, it's a hell of a process. It's chaotic. It's scary. And I do the best I can to advise people as to if things are getting worse, what to anticipate, and also to start easing into the fact that there's going to be a transition. But very few people do take it in a positive and well. Then again, I'll just say it this way, and of course we can get into more details and conversations, and I can talk about myself too, but I just want to bring out the general concept. It is also very beautiful to see a death in a poised, beautiful, heartfelt manner. And I've had one just a few days ago, literally, where a person who has lived a full life, three kids with them in the hospital room, and they're just beautiful, loving energy, and literally just, I've had a good life. It's time for me to go. And everyone just on the same page, you know, hey, this is just one plane, this is one existence, this is one way to be and energetically in a physical form. And there's going to be another angel watching over. And I still remember that whole scene. And it was very loving. It was very peaceful. And as the person took their last breath, it was almost with a smile. Almost with a smile. And yes, was it sad? Incredible. But it was beautiful. So,
I've been there. I've been there for that exact experience. I was with my father. And within the last 10 years, and he said, "Vinny, this is the end of the line." And the end of the line is a term that relates to trains, and that's when you run out of railroad track. That's the end of the line. It doesn't go any further because the track doesn't go any further. And I said, no, Dad, no." And he said, "No, look, this." I said, "Hold on." He said, "No. This is a time to celebrate." Can you imagine that? That's what he said.
I absolutely do. And I can see it how, you know, in your family, how that came through. Yeah.
So when death is near, I received a call from the hospital, and the hospital said, your father's dying. And you might want to come right now. And that's what we did. Everybody hopped in the family and we raced them to Springfield. How is it that the nurse who called me knew this? What are the signs? We know that dying is a process, but what are the signs that a nurse or a doctor would see that would prompt that phone call?
Got you. One thing I'm going to say is one of the most hardest parts of being a physician, a doctor, especially emergency room doctor, is people expect us to play God. Expect, in other words. And one of the most common questions is, "Doctor, what do you think? Should we, keep running the code or pull the code?" Say it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, now 40 minutes. Say there's a young man who is basically in a really bad situation, but everyone's just really on the edge. I mean, this is a young life, terrible situation. And so we keep going and we do what we can until there is no more reasonable and possible paths. And there's indicators on the vital signs. Usually, most of the organs start to fail if there's an older situation or chronic situation. You see the kidneys are going, you see that the heart is going down, you see perhaps that the disease, every aspect of the disease is getting worse, and it's difficult to recover. And so when I see three or more organ systems start to fail, I really start to ask myself, yes, it's possible to transfer to a hospital with lots of specialists for kidney, for heart, for this, for that, for surgery, for oncology. Yes, you can keep chasing all the things. Yes, you can connect and put on a ventilator and a lot of various options to keep the meat, tenderized, so to speak. And that's unfortunately an expression that I picked up from the hospital, keep the meat alive, so to speak,
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about dying. And there was a young woman, about 37 years old. And her father had died. And she had received pancreatic cancer, I believe, through a blood transfusion. Because she was perfectly healthy before that. And her mother loved her dearly. But her mother could not bear to be in the hospital during the final days. So my mother was there. My mother stayed with this young lady for days and days and days until the final breath. How often do you see family members who love their children? I'm not talking about abandoning their children. I'm talking about they love their children, but they can't bear either the stress or the pressure or the profound grief that they are expecting or are enduring.
More often than not, it is a terrible, terrible situation. So this is where it's important to have a holistic perspective to begin with, because if you don't, in our society, we are conditioned that the physical is the king. Once the physical body gets sick or starts to suffer, and again, you know, I'm a doctor, so I do everything I can to help with that whenever I can, with everything I can. But ultimately, we are more than that. We are soul, we are spirit, and we go through experiences. So from that perspective of physicality only, there's a lot of fear. When there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of other negative emotions. And I see that a lot. And so if a person is basically thinking that this is it and that you're trying to avoid that and escape it at all costs, there's going to be some reactions such as avoidance, arguing, negativity. And one of the hardest, worst things that I see people do is waste and mismanage their last few seconds of real estate, so to speak, on this world where there's an opportunity to say beautiful, loving words, closure, and just, things that will be, okay, well, it's time to go, and it's time for the living to go on in the best way possible, and with the lessons and with the best possible way. But unfortunately, what happens is it sets a generational mental, emotional, and physical pattern of grief that is terrible. And Dr. Shilly can talk about his grief and what happened with his wife in the next hour as well. It's the concept and the idea is if you are prepared in life, if you do everything you can in life. I'm not saying every life is going to be absolutely fantastic in every way, but be a good person. Live the best you can, and when the time comes to let go, you know you've done what you can, no matter where you are. That's it. And, by the way, at some point we should talk about advanced directives and the importance of that and why.
Well, let's do that right now.
Okay, wonderful. One of the biggest mistakes that people make in life and death is not setting the advanced directive, saying, "Oh well, we'll figure it out when it comes along." No, this is not the time. When a person is on a deathbed, there is an acute situation, and everything is in a panic mode. It's not a good time to make decisions. So this is where you have to have papers, documentation, and you have to be very clear, to the patient, from the patient, but also from the family. There's healthcare proxy, a person who is designated to make decisions. Make sure that you trust and that advise that healthcare proxy that they're clear. Because if they're unclear or they're put in a place where they have to make decisions that go against their, concept of or their ideas, and any kind of conflict or any uncertainty, all of that is going to come up and it's going to become really difficult. Iron all these things out. If there is a do not resuscitate, do not intubate, make sure it's clear. If everything is to be done, make sure that's clear. But realize that when everything is to be done, I have broken more ribs, I have broken more chest plates, so to speak, in my life than an MMA fighter, literally, just with compressions and otherwise. And it's terrible, especially when it's end of life and there's no. There's no recovery, and you just hear the ribs cracking, crack, 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 and you know that things are going to get worse, even if they live through that cycle, in certain situations. But again, you have to be ahead of time. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Very, very moving class today. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercials. And news. This is USA Prepares with Dr. Sergei Shulisorin, emergency room doctor. This is reality.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. There's a new champion at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia over the weekend. John Rahm from Spain gets his first green jacket.
At one point, he definitely, when I was in 10, they were finishing. My couple different ideas crossed my mind that I didn't want to think about.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new rules limiting engine emissions this week as part of a plan to accelerate a transition to electric vehicles in the United States. Announcing curbing pollution from vehicles is a crucial aspect of the U.S. U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut emissions, the EPA official emphasized the proposal process is not yet final. Governor Brad Little, the Republican from Idaho, is moving to protect minors and unborn babies' lives by signing an abortion trafficking bill into law. The law, the first in the United States, makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be slight and
what are today's hot
keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
About 25 years ago, my mom got a call from a nurse at a hospital. And the call was that someone very close to my mother and her sister was near death, about 1,000 miles away. And I told my mom that we can go right now. And so my mom got in the car, and we picked up her sister, and we drove 1,000 miles to the hospital. We got there, the person was still alive, but unconscious, and the nurse said, the nurse for some reason came to me and said, here's something that you ought to consider, or help him consider, and that was the advance directive the resuscitate or do not resuscitate, and the last will and testament. So this was it. This person was going to die, and it was going to happen within a day or so. And so we were able to find his daughters, three daughters. His wife and he were separated or divorced, so she was not in the picture. And I talked with him about the advance directive, and that was taken care of according to his wishes. And about the last will and testament, he only wanted to include two of the three daughters. And I said, "Well, are you sure you want to do that? Now, let's think this through. You have three." He said, "No, just two of them." And he was absolutely adamant. And I asked him, you know, to reconsider. And I don't remember the final result, whether the third daughter was included or not. But what happened as a result of that, I was persona non grata, and the daughters, none of them will talk to me. And it's been 25 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. Have you seen situations like that as well?
Absolutely. 90% of the situations in the ER setting with a death and family is absolutely disgusting. Disgusting, terrible, and absolutely inhumane. Absolutely inhumane. There was, as a matter of fact, I still remember from my training that, you know, back years ago, and this is repeated over and over again, when a person is literally near death and trying to pass, and like, just, you know, it's a difficult, terrible journey, and the family is literally over the big deathbed arguing about who's going to get what and refusing to let the person die, keeping them on ventilator until they can really sort out their legal issues and the house and the funds and all the stuff. And literally, just it's heartbreaking that happens. And I'm talking about, you know, you're talking adults fighting basically over their parents' inheritance. And I get it. But it happens more often than not. You got to be very clear as to who and what you want to do in everything. And then directed, do not resuscitate, do not intubate if that's what you want. Be very clear, because otherwise, you know, the doctors and the nurses have to crack your chest and keep going until there is nothing left. If you have something that, you know, with a family that you want to be very clear. Make sure it's legal. Make sure it's proper. Make sure you take care of this before it's a crisis. Be prepared. USA prepares. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You know, the that 37-year-old young lady that I was telling you about, mm-hmm. her grandmother was dying. And I happened to be with her husband at the time, and so the three of us went to visit her grandmother, who lay dying in her home. She wanted to die in her home, and this was one of those visits, you know, it wasn't death this afternoon, but it was within a few days. And the husband and I, he was a new husband, and you know, first husband, and we were out in the front yard, and he looked up at the bedroom window of the grandmother, and the young lady, his wife, was with her grandmother. And he looked up at that window, and it was disgusting. He said, "Die, woman, die, die, die." I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Oh, God.
So there was this, you know, this young lady who was trying to comfort and love her grandmother, who she really loved. This new guy arrives on the scene, who she thought would be a great husband, who I have no idea if she realized what a monster that guy was. Have you seen that as well?
I've seen it personally. When Dr. Shealy went, my dad, you know, had gone through several episodes where he went near death. And I'm not going to say names, but his biological family, literally, I remember one day that I just came by, and I was literally, Norm had to make a decision to live or die, literally. And yeah, you can ask him about that. And then we're sitting there, and just, I remember it was kind of like almost jokingly, because, you know, he knows, and I know that, you know, if he makes a decision to live, no matter what condition he is, he's going to make it happen. And he's been an incredible, you know, physiology, lifestyle, and everything his whole life. So,
this is when you get sick, you have resources. And so he made a decision to live. And I gave him his supplements. I remember the water, and I saw the smile, and I knew he was going to be okay at the time. But, you know, just to say that, and I'm not going to say the names, but that very moment, the family, his biological family came in, and it was the, well, one of the men who was a husband of the, well, anyway, I'm not going to go into detail. And he saw that I was giving him the water, and then I ended up with almost a fist fight on my hands right there outside the house. And I was, and that's, at that point, I was ready. I was like, hey, if that's what you're going to do to Dr. Shreeley, come on, you know? Anyway, it didn't happen. You know, there was no fist fight, but I've seen it more often than not. Absolutely terrible. Terrible. So that's why I say family is where the heart is. Family is where the soul is. A family is where it's not necessarily blood. I mean, blood family is great, especially if you get along, but if the blood family wants your blood, my God, you know, that's what can I tell you?
How difficult is it when that person in the ER has expired? You've done everything that you could to keep that person alive. Then the next thing that happens is facing a family, right? How difficult? How difficult is that?
Very. That's the hardest part. And it used to be that I used to basically have, used to have to work with how I can be a professional and kind of keep the tears from happening, especially, you know, there's a moment. There's a moment when the action is over and the silence, and then all hell breaks loose. Emotions, feelings, I mean, just, it's inevitable. The two situations where it was all about, is the bastard dead? Fine. I'm leaving. Like, oh God, you know, that, and that happens too. But more often than not, there's love, there's feelings, there's emotions, and then the best way I know how is just to be present. No sugarcoat anything, just this is it, end of journey. And then just explain and address any questions. But the key there is the atmosphere. It's not the words. It's not the words that we say. It's literally realizing, acknowledging that the journey is over. Now the living have to go on. What can we do? What do we do? What do we need to do right now? In other words, and literally just realize it's a transition. And if we have time, I can talk about my personal experience with near death and out of body, because I have no fear personally of death. I mean, I don't want to leave my wife and family. I don't want to leave my patients prematurely. And I got a bunch of more decades ahead of me. But when the time comes, I'm good to go. It's okay. And I had my personal experiences with a veil, so to speak, with a near death of several times. And I'll tell you, it's the first one was a traumatic motor vehicle accident. I'm not sure I mentioned this, but high speed. I'm floating over the situation, over the body, just in the car, and just becoming aware, oh, how interesting and how terrible. And then realizing that's Sergei. And if that's Sergei, then who am I? Because I'm aware, I'm observing. And the download of about 10,000 years, this is literally what changed my practice, what changed my personality. I woke up. I am a spirit. I am a soul. I have a control center. And it wasn't time for me to go. I had several more situations where I literally left my body. In other words, the soul, the spirit, the being. And just, so now at this point, I'm really comfortable even on my own. There are techniques where you can dissociate from the physical and literally get a bird's eye view. And so I float in that space. That's how I help people. A lot of my guidance, a lot of my decision making is not just physical protocols. It's literally feeling the energy. Everything is energy. And when you become comfortable with that, it's fantastic. It's beautiful. Then death becomes a process. It's a transition. And, I this is not a medical statement, but both my grandparents passed. My uncle passed, and as well as my dog recently. And, I have felt and I've seen their presence, especially during the traumatic episodes and experiences, and they're with me. They're with us. That's my take, but anyhow, my personal story, and I'm sticking with it.
When you were looking down after that horrendous automobile crash, when you were looking down at yourself, do you think you had the option of choosing? Yeah, I don't want to go any farther. Just that's it. It's over.
Or, very, very.
Or I'm not
very, very,
done.
Yes, it was absolutely. It was. It's so peaceful, so loving. And you know, people say go towards the light. My understanding was that it was the light within me that was moving. So that was interesting. I noticed that. So we are the light, and the light from within us, not so much an external outside light. Because, you know, the more I realize it, the more I think about it on that nature. And again, that's not a medical statement, but it makes perfect sense to me and holistic sense, spirit, soul, mind, body, is that we are energy, we are spirit, we are soul, and then we create the physical through the mental and emotional, through that channel. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we start to live full, beautiful lives, the sooner the transition is no longer scary.
I had a chance to talk with a person, a young person, who had died at a hospital, and I was there when this happened. Literally, he had been overdosed with fentanyl, and he's killed, allegedly, unintentionally. And I called for Code Blue. A Navy surgeon was there, flight surgeon was there, and he believed what I said, that that this patient had been overdosed with fentanyl. I saw it happen, and so I called the code, and doctors and nurses, and I mean, the room was full of a lot of people. And the nurse who overdosed him said she didn't do it. I said she did do it. The Navy flight surgeon, who was not on duty, who just happened to be in the hospital, believed me, Narcan'd the patient, and brought him back to life. And I had a chance to ask the patient right after that, was there a light? What was it like? And I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was with this young person, about 20, and he was, his life was snuffed out by a nurse, and he was brought back to life, and I had the opportunity to ask him if he, I explained what happened, and I said, was there a light? Was there a light at the end of the tunnel? What'd you see? What'd you feel? He said, there's no light. He said, it's dark and it's very cold. Dark and very cold. And I had a chance to feel his skin, and it was cold. There was no question about it. It was not 98.6. So, Dr. Sergey, what do you think about that? No light and very cold.
This is, we talk about heaven and hell. I also came across this beautiful expression in the good book, Heaven and Earth. So to me, and then something clicked, and I started thinking, and this is one of those examples. This is a very clear, beautiful example of that. Not beautiful, but clear, I should say. Hell and heaven on earth is literally our mental, emotional, spiritual states. Are we tuned in? Are we not? Are we in the positive or are we in the negative? Heaven is all these good things. In other words, when you feel good, when you're healthy, when you're happy, when you're helping others, when you have a sense of purpose, responsibility, even when things are hard, difficult. Hell, to me, hell on earth, is depression, anxiety, anger, frustration, violence, I mean, just you name it, all this negative stuff. And we have to be ready for all that. There's the earth. Lots of devils walking around here in all sorts of physical and otherwise forms, and emotional, mental. And I'm using that word literally, physical devils, emotional devils, and so on and so forth. So this is one of those things where if your emotional mental state is in the negative, depressed, anxious, angry, frustrated, or so on and so forth, or a path of that nature, then, you know, when a person goes, I do believe their journey and their path. And I've talked to several people with near death. They've been brought back from the... from the code and otherwise, and then they wake up, and of course they're not in a great shape, but they can talk, communicate, and then, stable. And I talk to a lot of people like that. What happened? Tell me. And then I just sit there and I listen and ask them questions. And it's interesting. A lot of people see see the light, see the, you know, feel the warmth, you know, see the amazing, beautiful friends, animals, you know, just beautiful scenery, beautiful downloads, beautiful messages, peace, love, and just, hey, I'm okay. And the message when most of the people return is, you know what? Remember what your life is all about. And this was my message too. That is it good to have a near-death out-of-body traumatic experience? No, I don't advise it. There's a chance you don't come back. But when I did, I realized that the point is to enjoy and live our life each moment and each second at a time. Be here now. Ram Dass, wonderful book. Be here now. If you're not here now, we're throwing away the most precious resource, time, health, opportunity, friends, family. I mean, when I crashed the vehicle the last time, about 2001, and I was sitting there in a, you know, like, it was like I landed into the trees, basically. It was over 100 miles an hour collision. At the very first thought, I didn't know I was alive or dead. You know, it was my back that came into motion, and I was like, oh, okay. In general, if my back is doing that, that means I have a physical body. All right, so now I can work on that. But I'll tell you, the hardest thing is our connection to the earth and what we do here. So do everything you can so that if you go any moment, any second, it's not up to us, that you've done what you can, that you are the best human that you can be, and that you have no regrets as to when it comes to friends, to family, to people that you love. I mean, the hardest thing for me was the fact that I was leaving my wife at the moment. And this is a partner journey. And I wasn't, you know, and I was like, oh, shit. You know, I'm also going to use the expression. You know, I mean, this is not fair. I screwed up. Not for me, for her. It wasn't an issue for me leaving. It was perfectly fine. But I'm not going to do it to her, you know? Not if I don't have to. Period. So, it's, you know, there's many factors. Many factors, but the bottom line is live your life and don't worry about death, period.
So, I was talking probably a little over, darn close to 35 years ago, something like that. I was talking with a doctor, and I asked about circumcision, newborns. And the question I had was, do newborns feel the pain of circumcision? And the answer I got was surprising. Well, they won't remember it. That told me that they felt the pain. So that leads me to, do people who are donating organs feel the pain? Maybe we can talk about that next time.
Perhaps. Actually, if you'd like, we can get Dr. Shilly on the line and get a whole new perspective.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. I know you've got to go to the clinic. Dr. Shilly will be up for the next hour. Same topic. Thank you so much, Dr. Sergey.
Pleasure and honor. Thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.